This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about unusual pets. A lot of people keep chickens in their backyards because they provide a steady supply of fresh eggs and they eat pests like Japanese beetles. But some people say this isn't all about eggs. Their chickens are not livestock, they are pets. Treating them as pets doesn't change the fact, though, that chickens are not allowed in some places. Alan Yu has more.
Ms. V has lived in her house in Philadelphia for more than 30 years. She has a large backyard with a holly tree as tall as her house. But she thought the backyard could use an addition, chickens. Years ago, she talked to her husband about it.
And he says, no chickens. I said, okay, well, we'll revisit it later. And he said, no, we won't. And I said, okay. So left it alone, never thought about it again.
3 years ago, her husband passed away.
I wasn't in a good place. I was very depressed, didn't want to leave my house, didn't talk with anyone. It was 6 months to the date of my husband's passing that a chicken showed up in my yard.
The chicken belonged to her neighbor, Max, who also raised racing pigeons. He came over, picked up the runaway chicken, and went back to his place. The next morning, her cat sniffed at the door.
And I'm thinking to myself, why are you sniffing at the door like that? And then it hits me, I go, oh no, not the chicken. I open up the door, and there's the chicken. The chicken is just sitting there.
She called Max again. Turns out that chicken flew over a 7-foot fence to get into her yard.
He said, Miss V, I'm either going to have to give her away because she's going to keep coming into your yard, or you can keep her. And it never, ever once dawned on me to say, give her away. I said, I'll keep her. And I named her Helen. So she was my first girl. She gave me a reason to get up out of the bed every day. And I had to learn how to take care of a chicken, you know, like that.
Ms. V went online. She found a group of chicken enthusiasts in Philadelphia and quickly developed a routine for taking care of Helen. She'd get up every morning, let Helen out of the coop, make sure she has clean water and nutritious food. Ms. V showed me a lot of selfies of her and Helen on her phone.
She was a gentle bird. She loved being picked up. She was a sucker for treats. And you can see she's a goofball.
Ms. V found out that chickens are social animals, so she needed to get another chicken.
Come on out of this, Sylvia. Come on, guys. Come on. And once I got Sylvia, her and Helen, they were just like two little old ladies. You know, one following the other. And then they just waddle. And you would watch them walk across the yard. And it was awesome. And they're my girls. They're not just chickens. They're my babies. They're my babies. Like I said, they give me purpose to get up every morning and go outside. And every day that I go outside is something new. It's something different.
10 months after Ms. V got Helen, a hawk attacked. And Ms. V found Helen in a corner with her eyes closed and the comb on her head wilted and pale. Ms. V did not see any wounds, but Helen was clearly not herself.
And so I set up in my back bedroom a recovery room for her and made sure that it was warm, it was peaceful. And I thought she was going to be okay because she had began to drink a little water and her comb started to look a little better. But that next morning when I went in, she had passed.
Ms. V called other backyard chicken owners to see what she should do. And the advice she got was that she should not bury Helen like she would a dead pet, because a raccoon or another scavenger might dig up the body. Ms. V put Helen in a securely taped box.
I kept her in the freezer, in the box, until it was time to, because I couldn't just put her in a trash can, you know. I waited for the, I I waited for the trash people to come, and I got the box and I put it in the truck myself. Someone had asked me, well, why didn't you eat the chicken? I have a hard time eating my pet. It's if you have a cat or a dog and your cat or dog dies, would you consider making a meal out of it? Yeah, this is Rosebud.
Miss V still has Sylvia and three other chickens, Gladys, Rosebud, and Bella.
You're such a pretty, pretty girl. Yes, you are. You're pretty.
They live in her yard where Miss V has a sturdy chicken coop, the holly tree, and a greenhouse that she says belongs to the chickens, though Miss V will eat the greens she grows in there as well.
They are allowed to go inside and eat in there, which is theirs and theirs alone. Here.
The chickens do not seem at all afraid of humans, and they eat out of Miss V's hand.
Gladys. Hey, baby. There you go.
But Miss V is taking a big risk talking about them, because what she is doing is illegal. That's why we're not using her full name. Philadelphia does not allow residents to keep chickens.
Any given day, just talking with you could put me in jeopardy of having animal control come to my home and put a notice on my door and tell me I have 3 days to remove them from my property. And for each day that I don't remove them, I get fined. Now, I guess the question would be, am I willing to go that far? Yeah. Am I willing to fight this to the end? Yeah, I am. I am. I'm not going to surrender my girls.
All of the group members live in fear of having their chickens reported.
This is Maureen Breen, an administrator of the Philadelphia Backyard Chickens Facebook group, which now has more than 2,000 members. Maureen points out that the chicken enthusiasts in the group, like Miss V, keep hens, not roosters, because hens do not crow early in the morning and are not used in fights. But Philadelphia's law from 2004 bans farm animals, including chickens, because of the, quote, nuisance and noise. I contacted the city council member who drafted the legislation and the animal care and control team in Philadelphia, but did not hear back. Philadelphia is an outlier from most large U.S. cities, which allow backyard chickens in some capacity. The city classifies chickens as a type of farm animal, but chickens are in this in-between place now, where they are both farm animals and pets. Back in the 19th century, U.S. city dwellers practically lived next to horses, pigs, cows, and chickens. Catherine Brinkley looked into the history of urban livestock ordinances and the start of the public health movement. She's now a professor of human ecology at the University of California, Davis, and she also had backyard chickens at one point.
Early cities had a lot of pigs running around, and if you look at lithographs, or early images of cities, you see pigs everywhere. So Five Boroughs, New York, there's a famous painting, and there are two hogs running around, knocking people over. There are these wonderful lithographs of firemen, early firemen, trying to put out a burning building in Philadelphia. And there were so many pigs that the artist drew a pig stuck under the wheel of the fire engine.
Cities needed those animals because they provided food and were part of the infrastructure. City dwellers needed cows for fresh milk, horses for transport, pigs roamed the streets and ate garbage, and chickens provided fresh eggs. As you might imagine, people who lived in cities could hear, see, and smell the animals. And eventually, as cities got bigger, people began to turn on the animals.
Those animals and the food that they were producing were some of the primary health concerns and some of the most obvious places to regulate.
Catherine found that U.S. cities created boards of health in the 19th century to regulate animal agriculture. Public health ordinances then led to zoning regulations pushing slaughterhouses and dairy farms and piggeries first to poorer neighborhoods and eventually out of cities altogether. So farm animals left cities. But now, across cities in the US, more people are becoming interested in urban agriculture. This has led to a push for changing city laws. Advocates want public officials to allow chickens back in cities. But now with chickens that are not just sources of fresh eggs, but also, and maybe more importantly, companions and friends. Miss V feels a connection to Sylvia, Gloria, Rosebud, and Bella.
The emotions are real. You know, you grow attached to them. They're not just animals. For me, they're my pets. Did you say hello? Take a look and say hello. No? Yep.